Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
May peraan! May peraan!
Welcome to My Peraan, kung saan tayo ay gagabayan ng mga eksperto sa pagsagot ng inyong mga tanong na may kinalaman sa pera, mapautang man yan, ipon, insurance, racket, o diskarte sa negosyo. Ako si Christina Lazo at ang My Peraan question ay galing kay Linda, hindi niya tunay na pangalan. 43 years old, single at nagtatrabaho ng full-time bilang manager sa isang logistics company sa New South Wales. Ito ang kwento ni Linda. Kamusta po? Matapos mawala ng trabaho ng mga 6 na buwan last year, hindi ko na malaya na umabot na ang utang ko sa credit card sa $15,000. Bukod sa credit card bill, may mga nahiraman din po akong mga kaibigan at kamag-anak na suma total ay nasa $5,000. Bagamat nagpapasalamat ako na muling nakahanap ng trabaho at full-time na rin bilang manager sa isang logistics firm sa NSW, ngayon pa lang ako dahan-dahang makakabawi. Maaari po bang mapababa ang aking utang sa credit card? Ano ang mga pwede kong gawin para mabawasan ang pabigat sa aking mga bayarin? Yan ang may paraan question mula kay Linda. At para sagutin yan at para maliwanagan si Linda, makakasama natin ang finance expert na si Ms. Maria Papa. Kamusta po?
Uy, magandang umaga sa iyo, Christina.
Narinig niyo na po ang tanong ni Linda, posible po bang mapababa o manegotiate ang interest sa credit card bill? Sige po, go right ahead.
I think you can actually go to your, kung sino man yung credit card provider mo, and then ask for a lower interest rate. So that's the first thing she can do. But there are other options as well for her. One is the so-called balance transfer, in which you can actually transfer yung credit card mo balances, yung $15,000 niya, into another credit card, wherein you're not charged any interest for a period of time, ranging from mga 24 months to 30 months. And so, pagka during that period na you don't pay interest, what you can do is, of course, divide, so let's say $15,000, divide that by 24 months. Tapos, bayad-bayaran mo dun sa kung saan man yung bagong credit card provider mo monthly para matapos mo within 24 months yung $15,000 na utang mo. Ang pinakamagandang outcome niyan is matapos mo siyang bayaran, ano, in the next 24 months. Kasi syempre, pagka may naiwan pang balanse diyan, mag-i-incur na naman niya ng interest again. So that's the second solution that I can provide, Linda. There are other solutions as well, which is of course consolidating all yung $15,000 into a personal loan. Para at least alam mo, may fixed repayment, may loan term. So like, let's say, sige, gagawin ko yung $15,000, consolidate ko siya into a personal loan, good for, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Tapos may specific repayment ka na every month. So matutulungan niya yung cash flow mo. As opposed to, if you keep it within the credit card, it will take you years bago mabayaran yan. As opposed to doing the balance transfer and then consolidating the credit card debt.
Okay, so balikan lang po natin. Sabi nyo nga po, mai-improve ang cash flow kung halimbawang i-consolidate o ipagsama o iisahin ang credit card utang sa personal loans. So ngayon po, in terms of cash flow, gaano ang ginhawa, ang igiginhawa or igagaan ng kanyang finances kapag nag-improve ang cash flow?
Kasi if you keep your, kunyari, if your current credit card provider hindi ka pansinin, and most of them wouldn't actually. And then, of course, you keep on paying that credit card debt, diba, every month. So a lot of yung payment mo would actually go dun sa interest lang, which of course is attracts mga 24% interest. And so kahit magbayad ka, so like let's say, if you $15,000 mo, over the span of 24 months, $576 a month, babayaran mo siya every time. And you know it's going dun sa paying down the principal. That would be a better outcome. But if you use the $576 a month dun sa current provider mo, hindi ka nag-balance transfer, a portion of that would actually go to interest, which is $138. And only what is left between 576 and 138, yun lang ang nagagamit mo to paying down the principal. So it would take you longer to pay that amount of money, yung $15,000, instead of paying it in 24 months, baka mga double or twice the number of years na babayaran mo siya. So, in terms of cash flow, you know, ang credit card works this way. Just do the minimum repayment, di ba? And so, eventually, hindi yes. mo na rin na mababayaran eh. Matagal. It will take you years. So, mahihirapan ka rin. That $15,000, bumababa lang yung utang mo every month ng kakaunti. If you do a personal loan, I think that's a better option. Kasi alam mo na within 5 years, mababayaran mo siya. Within 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years, so ano man yung piliin mo, you can get that paid out.
Okay, tama naman po. So, tama rin na sabi nyo nga na kailangan din ma-manage ang mga timelines no, na na-set para sa sarili.
Oo, you have to pay it eh. Kasi if you don't pay your credit card debts, that will you'll have an issue with your credit report eventually, which in the event that you need to get a loan in the future to buy a house or a car. Siyempre, yung kung hindi ka nakakabayad ngayon, if it gets out of control and you don't manage it today, you will have difficulty getting a loan further down the track.
So natutunan din po natin ngayon na ang utang ay hindi talaga pwedeng isnabin. I think maganda pong balikan yan bilang isa sa mga key takeaways natin no, na hindi pwedeng baliwalain lalo na dito sa Australia ang credit card utang kasi nga naman ang history ninyo, ang inyong credit history or track record kapag hindi nyo inayos ay talaga namang pwedeng maapektuhan ang mga future plans ninyo lalo na kung gusto nyo manghiram or mag-loan rather para sa mga mas malalaki pang bagay sa iyong buhay.
I have seen people na may mga defaults, nagkaroon ng late payment sa credit card. And of course, the banks will be able to see this. Pagka umutang ka na for like a house, yung mapagpipilian mo mga banko, kakaunti na lang. And if ever you do get a bank, ang taas na ng interest rate mo, which of course, financially, hindi rin magandang outcome for you. So what I'm saying right now is for Linda to either yung $5,000 na inutang niya sa friends niya, syempre gusto mo rin namang friends mo yan eh, na inutangan mo. And they trust you. So you either get a personal loan for that. That's one of the things you do, first of all. And then get that paid out, yung mga $5,000 na kaibigan mo. At the same time, yung credit card mo, either you do a balance transfer if you're confident that you can make that $576 a month repayment, which I think is not, kung may trabaho ka na, I think it's doable. And then pay that out in the next 24 months. And then make sure na ma-swipe out na siya. And of course, eventually, once you've paid out all your loans, magsimula ka na mag-save. Kasi itong mga nangyayari na nawawalan ka ng trabaho because of the pandemic, it may happen to you in the future. And you always have to make sure you've got the emergency funds if in the event you either lose your job or nagkasakit ka for like a short period of time, may buffer ka to cover and you don't have to get into this credit card debt in the future.
Ayan, ako sana po eh talagang madami naman kayong natutunan. At siguro ma'am, Miss Maria no, siguro po magandang kausapin muli ang ating mga tagapakinig no. Maybe like a final message para talagang sa mga medyo tumaas rin ang utang lalo na sa credit card bill. Ano pong masasabi niyo sa kanila?
Oo, the credit card is something na hindi pwedeng iwasan, okay? This is something na pagka you know that you're, and I've seen a lot of people na namamax na nila yung credit limit nila and all they do is just pay the minimum. If you don't want it to get to a point na you go over the limit or you're late in your payments because what is going on with open banking right now is that each time you make a late payment and if you go over the 14 days, nakaano na yan, may parang ano ka na, bahid ka na sa credit report mo. And other banks will be able to see it. So once you start applying for another credit card or a personal loan in the future, this will have an effect on the interest rate that you will be getting in the future. And of course, mas mataas ang interest rate na babayaran mo. So this is as soon as possible, if you think you're drowning in debt, then you have to start to control it by looking for ways and means to be able to consolidate that debt. Now, there are instances naman na alam mo yung nangyari, kunyari sa isang kliyente ko na talagang drowning na siya in debt. And of course, meron siyang mga nilalapitan na okay, tutulungan siya, pero he has to pay a fee. You don't have to do that. There are financial counselors here in Australia. So kung kunyari, this is also another solution. And they can provide solutions for you. Yung government, if you Google financial counselor, merong mga financial counselors na libre. You don't have to pay a thing. But what they will do is try to help you manage your debts, especially if you're in that position na either nagka-problema ka sa pamilya, nagkasakit ka, or whatever reason, nagka-mental health issue ka, and you're drowning in debt, the financial counselors will be able to help you for free and negotiate yung mga credit card debts mo with the providers for you. So there is a way for you to get out of debt. It's up to you. Pero don't reach that point na hirap ka nang magbayad.
Maraming salamat sa ating tampok na eksperto for this week. Walang iba kundi si Ms. Maria Papa para sa libreng konsultasyon at payo mula sa mga lisensyadong financial counselors, maaaring tumawag sa National Debt Helpline sa 1-800-007-007. At kung may nais kayong itanong na may kinalaman sa pera, investments, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, mag-email sa amin sa filipino.program@sbs.com.au. Huwag mag-alala dahil pwede naman naming hindi banggitin ang tunay ninyong pangalan, lalo na kung nahihiya kayo. Mapapakinggan itong podcast na ito sa www.sbs.com.au/filipino. Ako si Christina Lazo para sa SBS Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, may peraan.
May peraan! May peraan!
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.